Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you from the new studio on this Getaway Friday, November the 3rd, 2023, 16, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio on this Friday by Matt Morgan. I got to make sure I get the mics right here. The mics are in a new configuration. I think orange is number 4. Let's see.
How's it going?
It is number 4. All right. Again, let us know how we're sounding. You can't call in today because the phone lines have not been hooked up yet. Maybe they will by the end of our morning this morning. We hope they will be. The lines just got to be run is where we're at this point, but hopefully that happens soon. Pastor Whitaker seemed to like the new studio a lot, and he liked this. I like being closer to the guest. I didn't like the guest sitting halfway across the room.
I mean, that's understandable, but I mean, I got the...
You got restless leg syndrome.
I do. I like to move my legs a lot. I be bumping people's legs all the time.
Well, that's okay. Swing them to the side.
That's what I have been doing, sitting sideways.
I like this because of that, and I think we're off on a new adventure here that's going to be a lot of fun. And once we get the camera, this is something, I may try this, because we switched internet companies when we came over here, and we have a much faster bandwidth over here. The internet is running a million times faster. And when we used to do videos, like live videos on Facebook, it would hang up because the internet was not that fast. So I've been wondering, I found the camera yesterday in storage here as we were coming across. I was going through some boxes, and I found it, and I thought, oh, I wonder if the camera now will run at a decent speed.
What internet do you have?
It's supplied through this building. And it's very, very fast.
How many megs?
Well, let's see what happens. Let's give it a try here.
I think it'll be good.
You know, I have no idea with any of that stuff, but let's do a live video here. The camera's mounted up there, so you're going to see me, so lucky you. This is what you're going to see as we go out here. Okay, we're not going to run it through the soundboard because that wouldn't make much sense at this point because the phone lines aren't working anyway, so you're not going to hear any phone calls. Hopefully, you'll be able to hear Matt and I. I think the microphone is set for the default. The webcam is there. Okay, I think we're where we want to be with this thing. Maybe. Well, there's a little blurry now. Okay. Well, let's give it a shot here and see what happens. We're going, if you have Facebook, go to your Facebook right now and go to my page because we're about to go live. It's certainly moving a lot faster counting down than it used to. All right, so maybe that's a good sign, I hope. I don't know what the mic is like on that camera either. We've never used the external mic. But it says we're live now on Facebook. You know what I don't like? I can't see that screen. So it's like, is it getting a picture of my ear?
Yeah.
And that's good. Go to Facebook and see my ear. If you've ever wanted to see what really goes on in the studio, you can check it out now, live on Facebook. I don't know if they can hear us or not, though, because, like I said, I'm not sure where the mic is in that camera or how well it picks up. But boy, we are live. So now we're being broadcast on TuneIn, we're being broadcast on the website, and we're being broadcast on Facebook.
Nice.
Man, are we all over the place. You can't get away from my face.
Got them platforms.
That's right. So, if you're listening on Facebook, can you hear us? And is the picture breaking up? Or is it moving nice and smooth like we want it to? So, go ahead. I'll give the phone number again. It's Pavlov's dog. Okay, we can't see Matt in the picture. Go ahead and talk, Matt.
Oh, So what is Pavlov's dog? I've heard it before, but I don't know that I actually know of it.
It's ingrained in your head, and you always go back to it. Even if you don't mean to go back to it, you always go back to it.
Why is it named Pavlov's dog?
Because that's what Pavlov's dog did. He taught him commands that he would always go back to, no matter what the situation. Even if that situation wasn't there, if he gave the command, the dog would do it.
So he trained his dog?
He trained his dog.
Nice.
Yeah. So again, if you're watching on Facebook, and this is where we are, is the screen running perfectly? Can you see my ear okay? And can you hear both Matt and I through the Facebook? Let us know. You'll have to comment on Facebook because we can't take any phone calls. Now you can see my hands moving up and down when I'm in the studio. I talk with my hand. You can see all that going on. So give us some comments in the Facebook section. Can you hear both Matt and I, and how well does it sound? It's not coming through the microphone. I bet for people listening on radio, this is fascinating as I'm talking about what's going on with the Facebook Live.
I bet so.
Yeah, I bet that's a real tour de force.
They're probably a little confused by talking about your ear.
Well, Matt, why don't you do a little talking here? What's our subjects today? I laid our paperwork over here.
What's our subjects?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Looking good, Mary says. Now, Mary, is the picture not breaking up, and can you hear both Matt and I okay? Because we're just on an open mic.
Speak now
or forever hold your peace.
So what are the topics there?
I bet nobody can tell where we are from that picture. All you can see is a wall. Let's see here. The topics, we got a top 10 list coming up later today. Bob Welsh, by the way, says, do we have a coffee pot in the studio? I think he wants you to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Be more alert. We don't have a coffee pot here yet. Have to get a Keurig. Fruitcake toss coming up. I know you're we can do this on camera. I'm sorry if you're listening on radio, you won't get to see this. But we have a Claxton fruitcake in the studio right there. Nasty as could be. We're getting ready for the fruitcake toss. How do you feel? Oh, gosh, I just about broke the table. How do you feel about a fruitcake toss, Matt?
I bought a fruitcake. I need to practice.
It's coming up in December. Now, remember, people have to be nominated. Picture is good, not very loud on Facebook. But the picture is good. I'm looking down here. We're not breaking out at all. We're not dropping out. So that must mean everything's going okay. Those numbers used to, like, plummet at points. So the internet must be saving us here. The saving grace.
I guess so.
I wonder where the microphone is in that thing.
My guess is it's on the opposite side of the light. So, like, where it says HD, I'm assuming it's the one
it's over here?
I'm going to assume it's the one that's not lit up.
All right. Can you hear Matt and I guess, is the question now. Now that you know the picture's okay, can you hear both Matt and I at this point? That's what we want to know. 740? No. See, Pavlov's dog. There it was. It's ingrained in your daylight savings time this weekend. Lose an hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. Dinner with the Presidents is Saturday night. Saturday afternoon, really. I'll be going to that. We're in the new studio. The taping the other night. Explain to people the taping the other night. From your perspective, who all showed up? We taped 3 episodes. Who all was here? And I'm going to lay back and look at myself and read the comments.
Oh, man, everybody was here. We talked about so much. We had Weasel Boy. We had Scott, obviously, myself. We had Carrington. Sean was here. Buckeye Guy. It was a day.
It was celebrity ridden, wasn't it?
It was good.
Celebrity ridden. Sharon out there is watching. She says, sounds and looks good. Thank you, Sharon.
Nice.
Hey, Sharon, now I'm always available for Christmas readings to do 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and MC events. If you don't need me, you don't need me, but, you know, I can be there. Okay, go ahead, Matt. I might even bring Buckeye Guy along, you know?
He'll say unbelievable a few times.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I can bring some people. I know. Maybe Mary Ellen. Maybe I'll bring Mary Ellen along.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you got, Matt? What happened on Wednesday night?
A lot. We had Buckeye Guy on talking about the whole...
scandal.
Yeah, the whole scandal. Me and Buckeye Guy had a little kerfuffle about that.
I'm glad you're using the word kerfuffle now. I like that. You'll be Pavlov's dog before you know it.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, you did have a little kerfluffle. Now, tell people what the scandal is, and then tell people Buckeye Guy's stance and your stance.
So, the scandal is that... So, according to whoever, I guess, figured out via the pictures... So, there were pictures floating around of a person who is an assistant coach, I do believe, for Michigan... and he is on the sideline at a Central Michigan University game wearing, like, Central Michigan University gear watching them play. I do believe it was Ohio State. And every time that Michigan plays, this man is sitting in the audience with, like, a clipboard in his hand, so they think that he, like, figured out the signal calling. So for those of you who do not know, like myself, I didn't know until Buckeye Guy explained it to me.
Well, I just want to break, I don't want to break an answer, but Sharon says, would you like to come do 'Twas the Night Before Christmas for us? Is that all you want me to do, Sharon, or do you want me to MC the whole evening festivities? The tree lighting is what I think I did a couple years ago. The tree lighting and 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and I can see if Buckeye Guy or Mary Ellen would like to come if you're interested. And again, Sharon, it's not it's up to you.
There's a tree lighting?
Oh, yeah. You live there. I forgot you're a resident. You'd probably vote for me to do this, right? Matt is a resident of Caledonia. You would come to the event if I was over there lighting the tree.
I didn't know there was a tree lighting. If I were to come over there anyways, it's like...
Hey, watch yourself.
It's like a whole 5 minutes from my house.
Okay, go ahead. But I might read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Hi, Matt, says Sharon.
How's it going?
There you go. Get into your Buckeye Guy spiel again.
Where was I at?
Buckeye Guy gave a scandal, and then he felt that the plays... the reason Michigan beat Ohio State the last 2 years was because of the plays.
So, Buckeye Guy has this theory, along with everybody else, that Ohio State only lost to Michigan because they cheated, which is a very...
ahead and say, he about took your head off the other night in here. It was ugly.
I think that's a very Ohio State-esque fan stance to take, is that if you lose, you lost, or the refs cheated for the other team.
But was this guy cheating? I never did understand with you two's argument the other night. I don't get it.
They don't know for a fact that he's cheating, and there's no real evidence other than the fact that there's a dude who looked kind of like him on a Central Michigan sideline wearing Central Michigan gear, and that he had tickets to the Ohio State and Penn State game, and he had like 8 other tickets.
But wasn't there something to do with StubHub?
StubHub is where he got the tickets. So they went back to StubHub and found that where he had tickets to Ohio State games.
Okay. So why is this such a big whoop-de-doo?
What I was saying about the signal. So for people who do not know, like myself, Buckeye Guy had to describe it to me. So in college, it's not like the NFL. In NFL, they have, like, microphones in their helmets, so when they tell you a play, there's no chance that anybody steals it unless they have your communications out of your helmet. But in college, you look on the sideline, and Buckeye Guy said there are, like, 3 assistant coaches on the sideline just throwing out signals, and you gotta, like... I don't know, it was kind of confusing because I don't watch college football really. But supposedly he broke the code for the signal calling on the sideline, which is why Ohio State has been losing to Michigan, because Michigan has just known the plays that Ohio State are going
to
run.
And you don't believe that to be true?
As long as I necessarily don't believe it to be true, I just, there's no, like, real groundbreaking evidence or anything like that. I just don't think that you can say that right now without, without just seeming like a crazy Ohio State fan.
Well, but isn't there an idea that you could know their plays? Because they call their plays with their hands in college sports. They don't use the headsets.
Yeah, so I mean it's very plausible. I just don't know like that it's true. And if it's not true, I don't want to say that Michigan's been out there doing it. What happened to innocent until proven guilty? Now it's guilty until proven innocent.
I don't think anybody said anybody's guilty yet, have they?
I think Buckeye Guy said.
Well, but he isn't exactly setting policy for anybody.
Yeah, but yes, nobody of, I guess, actual, nobody, I guess, whose case, if you want to call it that, this is, has said guilty or innocent yet. But Buckeye Guy... and all the articles that I read on the internet that night had said that had basically called that man guilty.
Well, I thought Buckeye Guy was going to punch you during that whole scene. I thought that's what it was going to come down to at the end, because he was getting pretty hot about the whole thing, I thought. And again, you can catch those episodes on YouTube. Just go to Scott Spear. No, that was on the Exchange where you and he got into it, wasn't it?
I do believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so go to Exchange, Scott Spear's YouTube, and you'll find that episode. I believe it's already up there. But don't whine away from these programs. We're being broadcast on Facebook, TuneIn, the website, www.gh1071.com. We're all over the place.
I mean, that's good.
I might be the king of Caledonia Christmas again. You know, it's high time I came over and took care of business.
In Caledonia?
Yeah, why not? I did it 2 years ago.
How long has there been a tree lighting in Caledonia?
I think that was the first, 2 years ago.
Okay. Because, like, I've lived in Caledonia for, like, four or five years now, I do believe. So, I was just like, man, I'm just hearing about this?
You didn't know when I was there?
No.
You didn't see all the publicity that was coming out on that thing?
No, I didn't.
Well, you know, I don't go over there very often, and I still really don't go over there very often, but I did like that event, and I like reading Twas the Night Before Christmas, and I would do it. I like lighting the tree. That was fun.
I mean, I like Caledonia. It's nice, small, you know, it's nice, but at the same time, the only thing, I mean, there's a park, and there's a Dollar General.
But isn't there going to be an OK Cafe soon? Didn't I see that?
They're
turning the little pizza place into an OK Cafe?
Yeah, Village Pizza sold to OK Cafe.
Is that a good thing?
I don't think so.
Why don't you think it's a good thing? When I saw it, I was a little indifferent about the whole thing.
Because I liked Village Pizza.
Gone.
I obviously didn't eat the pizza, but they had good subs, and now it's OK Cafe.
Oh, how do I nominate somebody for the fruitcake toss? Well, Sharon, what you would normally do is call in, but our phone lines have not been installed in the new location yet. So stick with it. We're going to start taking nominations next week, I think. Telling you, it's heating up already. This fruitcake toss is going to be something this year.
Do we even know where we're going to do it yet?
I'm pretty sure we're going to do it here.
Well, yeah, but like...
But we're not telling where here is yet. We got to get the phone line working. We got to give out our new location. And we got to set the exact date. Now, the date has been kind of hard to set because what has happened is that we thought about having... We're not going to have it on a weekend, so we're not going to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the first year we did it on a Tuesday, but people had Bible studies on Tuesday, so that was a problem. And then we didn't want to do it on Wednesday because we know people have church services on Wednesday. So that leaves Monday and Thursday. And Mondays are usually hectic days to begin with. So it has to be a Thursday. So how many Thursdays are there between Thanksgiving and Christmas? Not a whole lot. And on one of those Thursdays, we have to do the Christmas party here.
Well, I'm sure we'll get it figured out.
I'm sure. So that's the only reason it's been hard to solidify the fruitcake toss date so far.
It'll be good to come to this year's Christmas party.
Oh, the Christmas party is something you don't want to miss.
I missed it last year.
Oh, man. We have food. We have drink. We all get together. We all sing. There's 1 hour where we do Twas the Night Before Christmas. We do Yes, Virginia, There It Was is a Santa Claus. We talk about Christmas memories. We just kind of talk. And then the second hour is us all singing badly.
Nice.
Yep, the WWGH choir fires up on that during that Christmas party. We've lost a few members of that, too, by the way, who are a little... See, I can't say anything because people get angry. Heaven forbid.
Well, you know.
Lost the duds.
You win some, you lose some.
Win some, you lose some. And see, how do people even know who I'm talking about, first of all? If I say we've lost some duds, we've lost more than one or two people. So how do they even know I'm... If you feel like a dud, I think that's on you.
Is it one of those situations where you're saying if the shoe fits, wear it?
Well, if you think I'm talking about you, then... Okay, but how do you know?
I don't think they know. I think they just assume.
Well, you know what happens when you assume.
Yeah?
Yep, there you go.
Well,
that's all you need to know. Because sometimes you run into people and you say, listen, no, I was actually talking about that person. And they go, oh! You know? Whatever. So any thoughts on the election? We talked a little bit about that earlier. Pastor Whitaker certainly gave his thoughts on the election. And I think people should give their thoughts. It's coming up Tuesday.
I mean, I think I've basically said my piece on the election.
There was something else I wanted to talk about here this morning, and it has slipped my mind. I think I don't have any beverage. I left the 2 liter I normally bring in the old studio, so it's gone now. I have no 2 liters here.
You just got to start buying 2 liters.
Well, I normally do, but I didn't have any this morning because I thought I had one left, and now then I realized as I was pulling up this morning, I left it in the old studio. So, but you know what? I'm not going to give away where we are, but we are close to a place within walking distance now where we could get something.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. That wasn't the case before.
That's always good.
Yeah, that is always good. Dinner with the presidents. I'm excited about that tomorrow night. Oh, I know what we were talking about earlier. People who do nice acts. Do you have a story of somebody who's done a nice act in your life?
I mean, not off the top of my head.
That's depressing.
I'd have to think about one, but I'm sure they're there.
Well, I told you my selfless act yesterday that somebody did for me, and I appreciated it. Don't you think that's nice?
Yeah.
Because I was feeling a little, it wasn't under the weather, it was just tired. And, they took charge of that.
I mean, one time when I was at work, I was kind of upset that I had to go to the bakery deli, because nobody wants to be in the bakery deli. And the girl who was back there had to recognize that I did not look happy, and had asked me about it. And when I had explained it to her, she was just like, "Yeah, I mean that makes sense." And then she did basically everything. So like so by the time she had gotten off, I had like 3 hours to do cleaning, and that was it.
Is this a good thing that you gold bricked? And she did all the work?
I didn't go... What? No?
Well, it sounds like that. You went back there with kind of a snarky attitude.
I mean, I did cookies.
Okay. I don't know.
She did everything else while I was doing cookies.
By the way, because we do have this Facebook here, if you want us to talk about something or ask a question, go ahead and do it. Just leave us a comment there in the Facebook section, the comment section, and I'll look over there and read that, and we can talk about that on the air. Again, since we do not have telephone access today, hopefully that will come very soon.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
We should start doing live streams more often.
Well, this is the first time I thought we could ever do it without a dropout, and we have not had anywhere near a dropout.
Is it possible for you to turn your frames up?
Turn my frames up?
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
So, right now you're running at 30 FPS. Solid. So, if you're running at a solid 30 FPS, you might want to bump it up to like 60. Make the video quality better.
Where's that?
Down.
Down?
Yeah, you see where it says 30 FPS there?
Yeah.
Try to hit the three little dots.
Where's the three little dots? 36?
The stream metrics.
Where the what?
All the way at the top of that.
Oh, here?
Block there, yeah.
Okay.
Is there an option?
No.
Nope. Upsetting.
Well, it must be good quality. I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't look bad via the picture that we see, but I don't know this, but everybody else sees. But it looks pretty good.
Friends of Caledonia, let's talk. Well, hey, I might be doing the tree lighting in the Twas the Night Before Christmas whoop-de-doo in Caledonia again.
Nice.
People love that.
I bet they would.
And we could videotape it. You know, we do the television show now. We could turn that into a whole episode of the show. We'll bring Carrington over and you over and Buckeye Guy or Mary Ellen. We'll find out who's available and we'll do a big whoop-de-doo.
Get a bunch of pictures, make a highlight video.
Well, you do. Oh, tell people about the mashup video that allegedly is coming for several months now. Because here's what I feel about. We had the fair, and we had a mashup of the fair, did very well. That was in July. We had a good one with Governor Celeste. That was in August. We had a good one with the Bratwurst Festival. That was in August. Nothing in September, nothing in October, and here we are. I hope we're going to get like one a month.
So, I was going to make one on the Little Brown Jug, too, but for some reason I never finished putting it together. I don't know why, but there's that one that I guess is still technically being produced. The only thing I think I need is a video of him calling. But, and then the other one is...
No, wait, so what's that again? Oh, Roger.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Little Brown Jug.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that would be our September video.
I think the only thing that I need to do to it to get it done is put the video of him calling in. But I don't know that I have that. But, I mean, I could find it probably.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
By the way, Sharon, Christmas in the Village, December 9th, starts at Liberty Elementary School, 8 a.m. to 12. Holly Jolly Craft Show Breakfast with the Paw Patrol. Then 3 p.m., Christmas in the Village. And I believe the tree lighting was like at 7 or 8 that night when it gets dark. Yeah. Had the Marion Star today. Good. I'm glad to hear the coverage is going well.
Nice.
The 501c3. Chris, the people in Caledonia are doing some very nice things over there. The volunteers. I know they've done some festivals in the square, and I know they brought some food trucks in.
They do the food truck thing in the square a lot.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
It is, yeah.
And Christmas, I'm there. 9th. You have the 9th off? Better request it.
I do not know.
Or you're going to have to ditch it. Because if we make commitments like this, 6:15 is a tree. I could do 6:15. I could read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, light the tree. We'll do our little show over there. And then we'll all be home by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Sounds good. Sounds like a good time.
All right. That's Christmas in the Village, December 9th. So you better let Carrington know, because you apparently let her know on short notice about these things, and she gets all kicked about that. Tell her we need her available. Start at, let's say, 5 that day. Let's say 4. Get an earlier start. 4 on December the 9th.
Christmas in the Village.
Christmas in the Village. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Can you guys sing a Christmas carol while the tree's being lit?
I don't know if I know any Christmas carols.
Are there going to be singers? You guys do PS117 so well. Yeah. We'll rip that out.
We can get PS117, yeah.
Oh, reindeer, horse, wagon rides, fire truck rides. See, now there, I could do that. Carrington, you and I, will get in a reindeer thing. And they have a great Santa Claus over there. I love the guy. We'll put him on the show.
We gotta get Santa.
Well, he came over and helped me light the tree that year.
Needed help?
Well, yes. it's a big flip, switch to flip. Bring Ted Williams. He likes to sing. Ted does like to sing. But I tell you, Buckeye Guy's a singer, too, and Buckeye Guy will Christmas it up, let me tell you. And Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen doesn't care to sing, but Mary Ellen, I think, would enjoy something like that.
What day is it?
December the 9th.
December the 9th.
And tell her we need her available from 4 p.m. on. Because we're going to take reindeer rides, and we're going to video this whole experience. It's going to be Didn't the fair ask you for a promotional video because you did promotional videos so well? I bet this group will be asking for promotional videos.
I mean, like I said, I'm sure if there was enough pictures, it wouldn't be that hard.
There you go. And video.
Yeah.
The video of us riding on the golf cart at the fair, I think, is what really sold that. And you could put Christmas music to the back of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, right, we don't ride the reindeer, we pet them. Well, with horse-drawn carriage. I thought it was the reindeer who pulled the horses. Whatever, I'll be there.
It'll be fun.
Ride horse wagon. Okay, same thing.
So horse-drawn wagon is there, though?
Yeah, I'm there for that.
Okay.
Sure.
So, December 9th from 4 p.m. on.
Yep.
Alrighty.
She's got it?
I let her know.
Alright. Now she can't complain like she likes to do. So we'll bring the whole crew. We'll bring Carrington. We'll bring you. We'll bring Sean. We'll bring myself. And I'll make some calls to Mary Ellen and Buckeye Guy and see what we can come up with.
It'll be good.
And all of our Christmas regalia. Now you have to Christmas it up.
Have to Christmas. How so?
Do you have a Christmas shirt? we've got some hats for you over here. We've got some elf hats for you in Carrington.
I think I have an elf hat.
We've got elf hats. We've got those necklaces that blink.
Oh,
like the good
yeah.
ones. Not the ones that people sell in other places.
Like,
I'm talking about the real big bulbs that blink. We got those.
Yeah. All right. It'd be good. I'd have to buy like a Christmas hoodie or something.
We've got, you know what? They had some sweatshirts, Grinch, because I love the Grinch. They had some Grinch sweatshirts at Walmart already, and I know they're going to sell quick, but they were fairly priced, I think, like under $20 or something like that.
Not bad.
But I didn't buy it because, you know, I don't know, I'm cheap that way. And I don't know, I just have that cheapness to me.
That's why I buy my clothes from TJ Maxx.
Oh, TJ Maxx. They have a reindeer costume, and the Grinch will be there. Oh, this is going to be big. You want to get in the reindeer costume? If she needs somebody, you'll do it, right?
In the reindeer costume?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Okay, if you need Matt to be in the reindeer costume, we'll make it happen.
It'll be good.
Oh, it's going to be a night.
It'll be good.
I can see it already. It's going to be Christmas. You didn't know what you signed up for when you came around here. Barrels and barrels of fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
I liked it 2 years ago. I really thought that was a fun event.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah. So, I'd love to do that again. Okay. What else is on our agenda here today? Again, you can check us out on Facebook or tune in or whatever you would like to do at this particular point. The website, wwgh1071.com. All right. So, what else is new and exciting?
I'm making another video. I talked about the Roger Houston one.
But there's another one coming.
But yeah, I'm making one. This one has been in the making for just as long as the
Roger Houston. I can't turn that way because I'll be out of the picture here. I forgot I'm on camera.
But, it's good. It's a highlight video of all the Exchange Club stuff.
Now, I was going to ask you about that because I thought you were doing a video of just the three of us.
Yeah, just the three of us.
But then I was thinking to myself, we've had so many special fourth guests now. Like, we've had Buckeye Guy was a fourth, Weasel Boy was a fourth, Ted Williams was a fourth, Mary Ellen was a fourth. Now, are you going to make up a little video of us with the guest stars?
I could once we had enough pictures.
Well, I think those pictures have already been taken.
But, how many pictures, though?
Well, you could go pull the videos of those episodes off YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I could. Then I'd have to clip it down.
Clip it down.
Clip it down.
Clip it down. That's all you gotta do. Which wouldn't be hard, would it? Because you're not using the audio.
I wouldn't think so.
No. So you got four there. You got Buckeye Guy, you got Ted Williams, you got Mary Ellen, and you've got Weasel Boy.
We got one with Abby.
Well, she's no celebrity.
Yeah, but, you know.
I like Abby, but, you know, she's no celebrity. I don't think she's going to fit into that aristocracy. Do you?
No,
she's not. We can't even get her to come back.
That's sad.
We can get the celebrities, but all of a sudden she's got big plans in her life.
I guess she didn't like that. I won the debate.
Well, that's what I thought. I think that's what happened that day. I still feel bad. Oh, she wanted me to tell you. I think it was a TikTok video of where I guess most people agree that you should say Mr. or Mrs. She told me that the other day.
And she got that from TikTok?
I think so.
I wonder why.
Now, what does that mean?
TikTok's bad. Just bad. I wouldn't take advice from TikTok.
Well, I don't know that it was advice. I think she was just pointing out that the same conversation that you and she were having is a conversation that's also been had other places.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that it is. Just
that's all,
you know. TikTok.
Well, do we have any controversial issues today? Is there anything controversial going on besides the election coming up on Tuesday? Which, by the way, we will be live at live with our coverage starting at 7:15 p.m.
Anything controversial? Not that I'm aware of.
We got a fruitcake.
Fruitcakes are pretty controversial.
No telephone. Waiting on that. That's controversial.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's where we are today.
It'd be good once we get the cell phone.
Cell phone?
It'll be good once we get the phone going.
Oh, I think so. We've never taken a call in this studio.
We have not.
Because we've not had a working phone yet. But hopefully that will be very, very soon. Are you excited to come in here the day before Christmas or Thanksgiving when we have Bob Welch's pizza, undetermined yet, but it's some kind of Thanksgiving pizza?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I feel about pizza, but like I did end up trying the I don't know if I ever said it on air, so I'll go ahead. I did end up trying the pumpkin pizza that he made. It was pretty. It was pretty good. And then I also tried the Sasquatch sugar cookie, and it was very good. I usually don't eat sugar cookies, and that one was tasty.
There you go, Bob. Did you hear that, Bob? I think it's going to be cranberry pizza, but I'm not for sure. And then the day that night, we all gather and decorate. This will be the studio now for Christmas. We put the tree up. We hang the wreaths. It's a big production that night. We decorate this table Christmassy with bulbs and things.
Where are you going to put everything?
You'll see. We always stuff it in.
Make
room. So, she told her committee to come say hello. Good, we're going to have a whole thing that night.
Nice.
Now, outside of that, then the day after Christmas, or the day after Thanksgiving, that's when we light our tree that morning. That'll be a Friday morning. We light the and Bob Welch comes in for that event with a Christmas-themed pizza. Now, last year it was the fruitcake pizza.
And you said this will be the day before Thanksgiving.
No, this is the day before Thanksgiving is the day we do the Thanksgiving.
Oh, the day after.
Day after.
Okay.
Yeah. The day before is a busy day because the day before that morning, we do the Thanksgiving pizza, and we also have the people sign the pizza crust who are going to go into the Upper Crust Society. Then that night, we all gather back here to decorate the studio for Christmas, so when we come in on Friday morning, it's decorated, and then we light the tree on Friday morning, we top the tree and light the tree, and then we have some kind of Christmas-themed pizza that Friday to kick off the holiday season. Now, last year it was fruitcake.
And that's the official start of Christmas.
That's when it starts Christmas. Yes, everybody say hello. I'm going to be lighting the Christmas tree and I can kind of do it from memory. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. See?
Yep. You got a whole book to go. That's like the first page.
I was in my kerchief with Ma on her cap, and we had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and plump. But would you want more?
I mean,
so you pressed me, now I had to throw it in your face. Sorry, it had to get ugly there for a second. Mason Crumb says, a holiday pizza sounds like a fun idea. Well, Mason, listen the day before Thanksgiving. That's when we have our turkey. Well, I don't know what it's going to be. It's Thanksgiving-themed pizza. And then the day after is the Christmas pizza. I don't know if it's going to be fruitcake pizza again or not. Then we have the fruitcake toss, the lighting of the tree here, the Christmas party. It's a busy time.
So how was the fruitcake pizza?
You know, better than fruitcake. I'll say that.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, there's probably a picture of it somewhere. But, you know, do I know Mason? That sounds like a familiar name. Mason. I don't know. Mason, do we know each other? It's possible. You run into so many people. It just sounds like a familiar person. Okay, so now you have the rundown of events for the holiday season. Christmas party, fruitcake toss, Christmas in Caledonia, turkey-themed pizza.
How many people show up for the fruitcake toss?
Well, the last 2 years, it's been good groups. I mean, we've had probably 50.
Get a picture, a video of everybody tossing their fruitcake.
Well, it's got to go quick, though. You really don't want 50 people because you do it as a show. And you want to have it like 45 minutes. And so that's a thing. That's a problem from time to time. But as many people who get nominated, we'll have them out there tossing it. If you're nominated, we'll toss it.
We'll find a way. I'll make a video out of it somehow.
Well, they're already trying to nominate a guy named Keith here for the fruitcake toss. Now, we can't take the nomination yet, but we will. We will take that nomination eventually. Oh, apparently Mason worked at Kroger. I knew that name from somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everybody works there somewhere.
It all comes back to Kroger at some point. It all comes back to Kroger. All right, 54 minutes past the hour. We got Pastor Craig coming up next hour, then the Exchange Club at 12, and then we'll have Study His Word coming up at 1, and then we'll be back tonight. Tonight's a show you really want to listen to. Maybe we'll have the phones working, 8:15 to 10 p.m. You, me, Carrington, Sean, the whole giddy-up.
The whole gang.
The whole gang. And we've got, now tell many people, is Matt from Caledonia? We will have around 1,000 people in the village.
I guess I don't know if I'm technically, I wouldn't know if I'm technically considered from Caledonia, but I live there now, yes. I do live in Caledonia. I don't know if it's technically like the village lines or not, but it's like 5 minutes down the road, so.
All right. Well, we'll tag them all in.
I'll be there.
Doing the reindeer costume. Music and all.
If they need me to do the reindeer costume,
well,
I got it.
He's offered to do the reindeer costume. I think that's highly important. On the whole. So did you ever get to what else we talked about the other night? We had Wheeze here. We had Mary Ellen here.
Oh, man.
Mary Ellen finally gave her opinions openly about the auditor, which she did not do the night we went to city council together.
That was interesting. Not very good looking, I suppose, for the auditor. But, we talked about the signal calling with Buckeye Guy. We talked about the score predictions with Buckeye Guy for the next few coming games.
Yes, you're in the reindeer costume. And we also want to hear you sing with Buckeye Guy. Maybe you and Carrington and Buckeye Guy can all sing as I light the tree. I'll do 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Bump. And then I'll say, and as we light the tree, here's the WGH Christmas Choir. You guys sing, and at the end of the song, boom, the tree lights up.
Nice.
And it's going to be a happening. Not going to want to miss that.
I bet it will.
Yeah. I'll bring out my Christmas stuff.
You know, man, I can't sing. And now I'm singing.
You're singing that night in front of 1,000 people.
That's fine, I guess.
Yeah, it's time. It's time. We've got to sing. It's Christmas. Everybody sings at Christmas. All the off-key people in the world sing at Christmas.
I usually don't even listen to Christmas music.
Well, too bad.
They don't make a new Christmas music. It's the same songs. Forever.
Oh, it's an outdoor tree lighting, Sarah. Because the year I was there, the tree was inside. Are we going to light one outside this year? I'll be excited for that. I'll push that button.
It seems so. I mean, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I liked it. Well, I liked it when it was inside, but outside's good too.
I mean, are they going to put the tree in like the square?
It was in the square, but it was in a building when I was there the year I did it. And we'll broadcast some live. We'll broadcast live from there. We could do probably an hour or so during that particular time period. The tree lighting, the singing. All that. There was a band. Was it a school there performing the year I was there? I think it was River Valley. Sing Jingle Bells. You guys can do Jingle Bells. Give us a little bit. I did 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, this will be good.
That's about all I can remember.
I can picture it right now. It's 6:15 over there in the village, and I take a podium up to the microphone, and I read, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and then I turn it over to Buckeye Guy Matt and Carrington, who will then sing Jingle Bells, and then I will push the button, and the tree will light, and then you will sing something else, because you have to have that as the tree lights. You know, one of the more pertinent songs, like, what's a big song that you... What's a big one? Not a melancholy one.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't
You have to hit with a big one there. And then we'll videotape this whole thing, and we'll be taking pictures, and then we'll send them a video of a mashup of it, and they can use it for advertisement. Right?
Yeah.
There you go. And Matt will be in a Christmas cop... I like the first Noel. Mason, you're right. You don't hear that one very often. I like the first Noel. That's good. We'll all do that together. And then River Valley will be there, so maybe they can help us if they're still there at 6:15. But we'll do it. All right, man. We've got things happening. Aren't you glad you went on Facebook today? All right. We're going to be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch that dial. We're going to jump away on Facebook, but we're coming back at 11:15. Don't you move. This is fun, to be sure.
Very star of the Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett?